Morning.
Morning.
Yesterday, I had the pleasure of going out to the retreat with the guys again, and we had some really good lessons out there yesterday. I guess it was a good thing I had John with me yesterday, but he'd come in and pick me up, or come to the house, and I come back out. Well, we got in the car and started talking, and man, we were buzzing along trying to get out there, and all of a sudden he said, we're on the highway over there on 51, and he said, "Brother, you need to check your speed on it." And I looked down, and I don't usually drive, but mom and dad's old car, it's a Crown Victoria, so I'm not used to a smooth car. I'm used to being around quite a bit in a truck. And I looked down, and I was doing 85 miles an hour. Slow down. So we got out to the retreat yesterday, and spent some good time out there yesterday. I was coming back home last night. We got to talking again. We're going along there, and John said, "Brother, I hadn't been around you, but you need to look at your speed off." Looked down, I'm doing 85 again. So I said, "I guess that's why they made speed controls." John has been with us for a long time. A lot of you are familiar with John and the work that they've done up there in Canada. A lot of you have traveled up there. You've been helped out with the building that they've done. And a lot of good things going on up there. And he's got a good presentation for us today to show us what they're doing. I appreciate him coming in and always enjoy him staying with us and talking to him. Your English is just phenomenal. Every time I see him, it seems to be better. So, listen to what he's got to say this morning.
Well, Brother Tom, thank you very much. I really enjoy being with them, him and Karen. Thank you very much for your wonderful hospitality. I just want to say something about your driving. Your faith is too faster for mine. That's why I ask you to slow down. Okay, I think we have the display close to us. I want to thank you all very much for your support. I bring this thankfulness from my wife, from our children, from the congregation we work with. You know, we work with small congregation. The one we are is called Saint Ambroise. You will see some pictures about them today. Two others. One is from Bécomo, at 4 hours driving from us, and another one is from Montmorency. They are 2 hours and a half from us. They all thank you very much for your support. They don't support me financially because they cannot. They just do the things they ought to do, like taking care of the building, of the evangelism, things that we can't afford. And I bring their thankfulness, as I said to you. So as long as I show you these pictures, I will share with you the work. But I have a question to ask you all this morning. What is the most important parable of all for us Christians, for us disciples of Christ, for us who are just wanted to follow the model of the New Testament church? Isn't it the parable of the sower? Jesus says in Mark 4, 1-4, to his disciples who were asking him, "Can you explain to us that parable?" And Jesus answered to them, he said, "You don't understand that parable." He said, "How can you understand all the other ones?" Because we know that the parable of the sower is saying that the seed is what? The Word of God. And it's a phenomenon. The world of Christianity, in quotes, do not understand the parable. You know, the seed, we became a Christian by just listening to the Word of God and by obeying it. There is no other way. When we understand that, you know, it helps us a lot to do something. Just to spread the Word, and to count on God's providence, God's work on the heart, into the heart of the people. One of the things that I've done in many years, especially in the first years, I was praying a lot the same prayer saying, Lord, if you don't change these people here, if you don't change their thinking, how can we have a growth? How can the gospel can be successful? The most problem of an area or a country or a culture, when there is no response or almost no response for the gospel, it's because they don't think the way you should think. Is it working? I think it's not working. Well, okay. What you can do, maybe this one? No. Can you change it for me when I... Because I think it's not working. Aha, okay. Here we go. Merci beaucoup. Okay, so you see where is Quebec? Quebec is on the eastern side of Canada. It's a French province, so 90% of the people are French. You know, Canada was discovered by French, so the French took it, but later on, the English in 1608 took it. And just this province stayed French, and they work a lot on the language over there. Most of the people are Catholic, non-practicing, I would say close to 90%. Just little groups, you know, they're not very successful. Most of the people are Catholic people, non-practicing. We are located right in this area, Saguenay. Montreal, from Montreal to Quebec, it's 2.5 hours, and from here to there, it's another 2.5 hours. Most of the population is located along the coast and in this area. And we are 8 million people. Okay, this is the area where we are, and you see that again here. It's called Saguenay, Lac-Saint-Jean area. Our city is right here. The main two cities are in Saguenay and Alma. It's a region of about close to 300,000 people. This is something I said to you last year, but maybe you don't remember that. But when we got there in 1996, I am from Quebec City, okay, area. When we got there in 1996, there were 107 Catholic parishes. And we know that a Catholic parish is a priest, a building, a team, a people in an area. So 107 in this area, it's a lot. And this is all of them. At this moment, all of these parishes were existing. I believe this is the most Catholic area of all Quebec, maybe Canada. Very dedicated to Mary and to the Pope. But things have changed a lot. Okay, since 2015, June 2015, the number of 107 parishes went down to 8 parishes. 8 parishes. You can see that in their website. I know it's incredible. I want you to look at their website. You will see that these 8 parishes and territories. Not only 8 church buildings are left, but most of them are destroyed or given away. So there is a big change of thinking. And this is the great news, okay? As long as, you know, they don't think differently, the gospel will not be successful. This is what happened here in the United States about 400 years ago. In Russia, a few years ago. In India, in many places of the world. You know, when there is no way for the gospel, when the success is very low, it's because of the thinking of the people. It's nothing else. You know, it's not because of their color. It's not because of their... you know, their face or their eyes, it's just a matter of thinking. And I think God is doing something over there. Many people have asked me during this trip, but what is the change? Well, what could it change? How could it change so dramatically? And my answer to that is it's the work of God. Okay, 500 years of Catholicism, very, very strong. And all of a sudden, everything is almost disappearing. There is a work from heaven in this, I see. As a Catholic, I was a Catholic. I'm a former Catholic, and until 19 years old, I really believed in the confession of Catholicism. So I believe strongly in Mary. I believe strongly in the Pope and in the Trinity. I believed in Jesus, you know, in the sense that, you know, I had few knowledges from the scriptures, okay, about Jesus. And when I became a Christian, my faith in Jesus grew. But I still believe in the same Jesus. You see what I mean? So in other words, I had a part of my faith that was good and okay. So this is the city where we are, Saint-Ambroise. This is our congregation. I took that picture 3 Sundays ago. And look outside here. It's pretty white. We had about 2 feet at this moment when I left during the same week. But about at the end of the week, this week, probably almost everything will be gone. And this is the congregation in the building. This is the men of the congregation. The women, you see Anne, my wife here, and here you see our son, Jean-Philippe. And this is at home, the family, Miriam, Jean-Philippe, Anne and myself. We painted that day the ceiling blue and violet, and it fell on her head. And she liked it. Patrick and Carol are working with me with the World Bible School, you know, on internet. I don't know if you know World Bible School, probably you do. But now on internet, it's just so pleasant, so quick, so easy. Patrick has started it in August last year, and he has over 350 students. Carol has few, I have few too. What I do, I take those from Quebec, the province of Quebec, those who are speaking French, in the province of Quebec, and I take care of them, and I just send them to the other congregation when they're not in our area. I don't have any now in our area, but we hope that some of them would come, would become students. This is our son, Jean-Philippe. He is 19. Jean-Philippe, until last January, was going to college, and he asked me to stop for a while because he was not sure about his orientation, but he studied about website and Photoshop. And I told him, work with me twice a week until you find a work or you go back to school. I'm looking for some support to hire him for 30 hours a week. And I would give him about $200 a week. It's not very much. It's half the amount of the minimum salary over there. And I wish if you can help me to make it. Jean-Philippe would work with me to change our website, to work on Facebook, to work on the technical part. I have over 100 messages that I want to remake because they were made up for radio when we were on radio. So he has a lot of talent and he knows these things like the palm of his hand. In 2017, I had a few goals. The first goal was to give 500 business cards and I could give almost all of them. Just 30, about 30 are left. So this goal was fulfilled. And the way I was meaning it is to give it to people hand by hand, talking to them about the church and the building. So I'm very glad that I could fulfill that goal. And this was the business card, okay? It says on the bottom here, do you recognize that building on the 50 range east at Saint-Amboise? About 100 years ago, this building was a stable. Now it became a chapel. Over there, a chapel is a small church building. And on the back side, I'm sorry about the quality of the picture. I just say a church according to the Word of God. Okay, we put a lot of emphasis on the fact that we just follow a model, not any model that you can see in the world, but the model of the New Testament. That's it, that's all. We believe that the people are in a turning point time. And probably those who will follow will be very interested, will be the youngest. We see a big decrease of the value. For instance, when an elderly person loses his spouse or her spouse, they don't get married. They just stay together or they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. We see the value are going down pretty much over there in Quebec and probably all over Canada also. Canada now has a liberal party and it doesn't have very much. The public dedication day was the other goal, and we still needed to fix a few things in the building. But we had a wonderful public dedication day. We invited all these cities by sending them a tract. This is what we sent to the people. We were mainly saying that what is the story of this, the history of this building. Also, what is the Church of Christ, where it is from, what is our reason to be, to exist. So they knew pretty much about us. We had 14 visitors. Over there, a gospel meeting, when we have 10 visitors, it's a great success. But we had 14. I think it was a great, great success. And there was a brother from the States who made the track. And unfortunately, we got it about 3 days before the event. So They got it 2 days before, so maybe it didn't help, but I don't know. It was in God's hand. And we had some visit the week after. Some people said to us, well, I looked at my mail a week after. So you see what I mean? But anyway, this was done anyway, and maybe we will have more news later on. This is Roland Mosson from France. He knows very well Jean-Marie Frérot. He is the preacher from the Paris Church of Christ in France. He was one of our visitors. He was a Muslim, and he shared his conversion from Muslim to Christianity. This is Robert MacReady from Harding University. He is a French teacher there, and also he teaches singing. He has a gospel group. They were wonderful, and it was a good thing. You know, this brought some people over there. But something that was funny, I asked them to sing as much as French as possible because they can't sing French. They can't sing in French. But finally, at the end of the event, some people said to me, visitors, they said, we wish we could have here, a little bit more in English. But because, you know, the a cappella song in English, it's different. It's more dynamic. French is a more romantic language, while English is more practical, and maybe for devotional, it's more funny, more Bible, revival. This is myself. So at the end, we gave away five beautiful Bible in leather, in French, the most important Bible. I have one with me. We were so glad to give away these Bibles to five of our visitors. We choose it by lot, you know. And he's one of them. This is another man. And this man is the former mayor that I talked about to you so many times. Okay, when I started the project, he put in my mouth to build a church building with our barn. And at this time, he was the mayor. He's the former mayor. He's not mayor since about 6 years, I think. But I promised him when we're going to have this dedication day that he would come and cut the ribbon with me. And he helped us in so many ways. He changed the rule of the road to be able to have the church building there. He helped us to change the zoning of the building because it was an agricultural area. And over there, it is sacred. And when someone can change it, it's almost a miracle. And we could make it because of him. He helped us a lot. We had many, many trials, you know, and not to be able to accomplish that goal. But I will tell you, every time, you know, we were successful. And Mr. Claveau was wonderful. He said to me a story that I didn't even know. He said, did you know that there was something that happened in our council? And because of that, your project almost could not go through. He said, there was one of us who didn't want to have this project to happen over there. And because he had asked us something that we refused, we offered it to him just in the condition that does not stop that project. And it's a big thing, but he told us that story at the meeting when we were there, at the dedication day. Another thing, okay, the people looked at him a lot and he noticed that he took a lot of notes. So I don't know where he is now. I still work with him. I'm still in touch with him. So we cut the ribbon. And this is the group. Some of them are missing, and I think there was a spy. I think there was a spy from a denomination. He's not in the picture. Never saw him anymore, anyway. But he was a nice guy, and I think he really enjoyed it. It was, you know, we didn't have any problem of any kind. It was perfect. We were very, very happy. And we could make all the constructions we needed to do before to have the main opening. We had also our Brotherhood Day it's going to be our third one this year. We have a Brotherhood Day to have the Brotherhood. You know that we are about 250 Christians, members of the Church of Christ, all over the province of Quebec. Very spread out. You know, the congregation are at 2 hours and a half, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours from us. But we try to gather them once a year, and we have a Brotherhood Day. And every time we got around 54, 57 people. And many people are eager to come, but they cannot always come, you know. And Marquis, the son of Doinki, was one of the speakers. Frédéric Ferruski from Montreal. Garrett McGilvray. And he's talking here about Gerald Rodin, who started the work they are working with. Okay, the Creve Hall Church of Christ in Nashville, Tennessee. They have a missionary here called Barry Baggett. And they have some publication in French that they send all over the world. And this is from the preacher from Quebec City, the man right here, Gerald Rodin. He's the one who baptized me, by the way. But he died about 7 years ago. And this is myself talking about the parable of the sower. So we always have a whole day. So we start at 9:30 and we finish around 2:30. And this way all the congregation, okay, can go back to their hometown, to their home congregation, because we just don't want to take them from, you know, from their congregation on Sunday, since they are so small. So this is the group, and in this picture, very interesting, Montreal, Shawinigan, okay, Quebec City, two of them are taking pictures. They are from Montmorency, and what else? Well, you see these people, 2 hours and a half, 3 hours and a half, 4 hours from us, 5 hours from us, and we gathered there. We had a wonderful time. Our website looks this way. If you look at our website homepage, this is the way it looks like. And I looked at the data this winter, and the number since the beginning, I think it's 2002, something like that. I made it myself. I saw the number of a visit, a complete visit, completed visit. The website, the server says that we had over 1,200,000 visit. However, I cannot tell it's the truth. I will tell you why. Because Google has robots that visit your website, so you never know exactly the number. But I can tell you something. We have some visit. And secondly, we have a family of five from the south of Quebec who were baptized through the website. And one of our new born in Christ came to us through that website. However, my son said, "Daddy, your website is too much loaded. And you must have a new homepage and so on." And I said, "Amen, amen, do it." And he's working with me. We started working with it. And there is a congregation also in Lyons, Ohio, who offered us to buy a computer for him. So I got some fun for that. But John Philippe is a nice Christian, a little bit anxious, very skillful in preaching. Just ask Elliot or Brian or Nick, Rick, you were not there at this time. Any one of those who were there, you know, John Philippe just... I remember Elliot asked all the men if they had something to say for 5 minutes. And when it came to Jean-Philippe, okay, I thought he was going to pass. But he didn't pass at all. He made a lesson with, I tell you, it was perfect to me. Very deep, very profound. And I tried to help him maybe to orient himself to becoming a preacher. I don't know, but I told him, I don't want to force you. I want you to do anything you want. But while you're here, do something, you know, that can maybe help you in your orientation. So in 2018, we started with a house to heart, heart to heart, and we have it in French. It's translated by Charles White. And do you know that brochure? It's from Alabama. It's wonderful. It's many little studies talking about the church, about the profoundness of the Word of God, and it's wonderful. You need to know that. Okay, I thought you did, because most of the congregation where I went, they know this wonderful, it's a pliant of about 6 pages. So we sent it by email. It cost us about 16 cents plus tax. And we sent 1,000, I think, well, yeah, 1,000 there. In our city, this is the format of it. It's many little studies. So those who don't like to read, you can read just one today, another, you know. And it's so wonderful because it tells about the church in a most beautiful way. And So you see, we just spread the gospel and the people will know who we are, the church. And, you know, if they love the truth, they will be pleased. Also, Facebook making contacts for free. Probably you heard pretty much badly about Facebook recently from your president. And anyway, but I tell you something, Facebook is a very neat thing if you can use it properly. And me, I have many contacts. I didn't know how to contact them. Because over there, an envelope, okay, a white envelope, you know, standard envelope, it is $1 each. $1 each plus tax. So in other words, if I have about 1,000 people to send some invitation, $1,000 every time. But through Facebook, it's free. So what I plan to do is to do with Jean-Philippe, who is very, you know, a lot about Facebook, friends group, contacts group, and building group, for instance. Okay, those who helped me to construct that building, people of the city, constructors, or people who sold to us the material. Anyone who suggests to me, Jean, it's a wonderful thing. I will make a list, and I will invite them for a special day. You see what I mean? And Facebook is so wonderful about that because, you know, you can make a clean of what is bad. And it today it's good. In 2002, when I began on Facebook, I didn't like it. Facebook was too much blah, blah. But today it's pretty much, very practical, so much that your president, as far as I know, won his no, did he? He won his election, Mr. Trump, through that. But I don't know about that, but this is what they say in Canada. Anyway, okay, so another thing is this. In Saint-Ambroise, the city where we are, a city of about 3,000 people plus the RV park, so it's about 4,000 people. Okay, they have a bulletin for every 2 months, and I asked them if we can publish our activities in this, and they said, yes, no problem. So finally, we started it in March, and we published our dedication day in October. And I asked them the schedule that you see right here. And, okay, I can see everything here. Oh, all right. And so I asked them the schedule, and I realized that the schedule is perfectly fit with all of our activities. So all of our activities, and even though the Brotherhood Day, they will know about it. You see? So the people, what they will see? They will see that the Church of Christ, every second weekend of June, every second weekend of August, every second weekend of October, they always have activities. So this will become automatic in their mind, and plus the bulletin, plus the flyers will be sent to them. And it is free. It is free, another free thing. So you see, God provides so much. Okay, across the street, you remember that we have an RV park, and this man, the owner of this RV park, works on 5,000 lots. Okay, some are permanent, some are condos, and some are just visiting. They can be at least 1,000 visiting at once and stay there for free, for the lot, for the water, for the electricity, for the sewer. Everything is free for 10 days. So can you imagine this guy? He makes business. So I went to see him, and I talked to him personally. I said, do you think we can have a street sign in your business here? And he said, I have problem with English. And he said, sure, no problem. He said, put one here and one there, anywhere you want. No problem. You can put two if you want. So it's all free. Yeah, that's right. So and look at this thing. And if you look at this field right here, those who came to our house, this field is in front of our house. And the building is about here. The road is right here, okay? It's about 150 feet to the building. So this is our neighbor, and sometimes we have visits, even from the owner who sent it to us. So now they know what we are because we've made a street sign that I will show you very soon. So in 2018 also, I want to give at least 500 more business cards. We have 4 public meetings. One will be in Bécomo at 4 hours driving from us. That will be the same meeting that we have in August. The first one will be called The Kingdom of God is at Hand. The Kingdom of God is at Hand. So by using our building again. In all of our activities, all of our publishing, our tracks, we always put the building to remind the people who we are, where we are, and so on. And the kingdom of God is at hand. This is going to be the track we're going to send to the people of our area. And it says that, you know, even though Catholicism is falling away, it doesn't mean that the kingdom of God quits us. Okay? Also, we says that there have never been a kingdom as strong as the kingdom of God. After that, we say the kingdom of God has never been so close than ever to the church of Christ that present this kingdom and preach it. And we will say on one of them, and God is knocking at our door today. The kingdom of God is knocking at our door today. On the back, we have this track that I made. It's called Do Not Lose Faith. Talking to the Catholic people. I was a Catholic, so I know the way he was thinking. And I just say, even though you see all these buildings, you know, destroyed or given away or change of vocation, the church buildings, it doesn't mean that you should lose faith. And I just say on the first point, first paragraph, second paragraph, okay, just find back the faith that you lost. Okay, what I'm saying in this paragraph, I'm saying that all of the best sermons, exhortation we got from the priest were those that were from the Word of God. Okay? And I just say to them, just work on this belief. Okay? And purify it from all falsehood. And one of the things that I mentioned to them also is the third point. Just make firm the faith that you have. Okay? Through the true source. Okay? Why the Bible brings faith in our heart? It's because it's always saying the truth. This is the only way, you know, because the Word of God is true, so we always trust it. You see, although sometimes we don't, it's not because it doesn't say the truth. It's because we don't want to believe, don't we? But this is what I'm saying, and at the end I just say the buildings we need to reconstruct are not those made by stones, but the building of our soul and our body. So this is a track. I will put it in English. If you ever want to have it, I will send it to you. And that would be a great track, I think, to send to a Catholic person. And all of our flyers that will be sent, when there will be a black page, this will be a white page, we will put it on the back. So even though the people will not come, they will have something to think about. Okay, so we're going to send 2,600 flyers in our area to the four city there. I wish we could send 4,000, but they are made up already. We didn't have a big budget. But anyway, our city is there. And 3,000 in Bécomo, it's a bigger area. René is from Bécomo, and René is a member since about 15 years. They are just two. They had more Christian, but some of them left because of sin. One died also. But René is a man of light. A man, you know, when Jesus said, when you go to preach the gospel, don't go from house to house. But if you see a man of light or a man of peace, just stay with him. René is this kind of man. And Martin, my cousin, is also a member of this congregation. You see also the inside of the building that is finished, you know, this part of the building. So we're going to have our Brotherhood Day also in 2018 on the subject, how we are saved by grace, and putting a lot of emphasis that God is a God of grace. His gospel is a gospel of grace. And we are saved by grace through the plan of salvation. What I want to say about the plan of salvation, you know, as members of the Church of Christ, sometimes people say, why are you too much technical, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you're saved? And why are you so technical? Personally, what I understand from that, okay, this is a logical way to go to salvation. There is a, you know, before the faith become mature, we go through a process. And this is what I want to say to the people. We're not saved by works. We just are making the step of faith every time to get to salvation. Also in October, again, we will have a gospel meeting called God Calls Sinners. And many times when I am sharing the gospel with the people over there, they say to me, Jean, it's not for me, I'm a sinner. And, you know, they don't know that they made the first step. You know, when they say that, and I just want to try to say to them, All members of the Church of Christ are sinners, but we walk into light and we confess our sins. We just don't play with that. We just do the best we can, as you might do, but with the forgiveness of God. You know, this is the idea of the campaign. Okay, the only construction, the most construction we had was the arch. You know, I told you that we didn't have any street sign, and we made a street sign through an arch at the entrance of the yard of the building, of the church building. And we did it between the Brotherhood Day and the day of dedication of the building for the public. And we had, to rush a lot. It was a lot of work. And this is the way it looks like now. And so we made it, we made the whole thing except the post in the ground. We needed some post in the ground that reaches over 6 feet because of the ice, the freezing time. Sometimes that reaches about 6 feet. This is the only thing we didn't do, but we did the whole thing. But this beam was about 400 pounds. So we could not pull it. So I said, well, I have an idea. I have a winch at home. We'll take it, we'll put it at the scaffold, and we will bring it there without forcing at all. But finally, it broke at 4 feet before the end of it. So I tell you something. I said, Satan is still alive. It was very hard to bring it there. I tell you, very dangerous also. Finally, we made it without any problem. And we won again over Satan. Okay, what I want to show you is this, okay? This is the main road. When I showed you the city of St. Amboise on the map, we have two main roads there, 172 and 170, on the two shores of the river. And this one is on the north shore, right here. It goes from one area to another area. And this is a main road. But when they come into our road, the first thing they see is this. Because look at the way, there is a curve there. And if a drunk man, you know, would just stay like this, I think he would go somewhere there on the pancake. But on the other side, this, they can read it. Okay, this is the other side. So inside, this is it. So if it's not enough, they can enter the entrance and read everything. And we see that often. We see that often. And I know this costs maybe $1,500 more than to put it on the building. But it is neat. It is effective. When we want to do a street sign, it's to advertise, but if it's useless. But this is very obvious. So a person not to see that would have to drive his car like this. And what we say here mainly, we say, the schedule, we meet on Tuesday, not on Wednesday. We see here preacher Jean Grenier, but on the website and the schedule, the email address, we say prédicateur, preacher, Jean Grenier. But on this side, we talk about the doctrine. Croyance means beliefs. Our creed is New Testament. The Word of God, the Bible, is our only authority in matter of religion. We are identifying ourselves with the model of the original church of the gospel. And I put passages. Our pastor is Jesus Christ, and our Holy Father is God. And we do that because I really believe that the people over there, they really need to know that everybody there is equal. Okay, I know we have an elder as a pastor, but it's not a title, you know, as it was in Catholicism. Catholicism, you know, treated these people for 500 years, you know, in a very tyrannic way. And today the Pope is not popular as he was so many years, for so many years. Although they might have the best man. They have a very nice man as a pope today. Probably the best of all. But I don't think that there will be really a true restoration. Just a reminder, the building looked like it. At first, now it looks like it. The inside was like this, and this is Jean-Philippe in 2003. And our baptistry is right here. Okay, we kept the pit, but we covered it with concrete. This is the way it is now. You see the baptistry right here. On the two pages here, well, it looks like two pages. We see baptism in the Old Testament and baptism in the New Testament. The new birth, in other words. And this is the way we baptize someone. You see, it looks like a tomb shape. And here, on the big 6x6, post, I put some red on it to remember the cross or the Passover. You know, when you are baptized, you go through the whole process of death and resurrection. Again, just to show you the progress we made in 12 years. And when I look at this, I tell you, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. We really did it by faith. We really did by faith, and thank you very much because you came to help us in so many ways, especially for the facade. And this is the facade right now. Thank you for all support, spiritual, financially. And every time I come here, I'm always very much encouraged and edified. Thank you very much for your friendship. I see some of you since the very beginning, and it is so uplifting to see your faith that is faithful and you keep on, you go through the trial of opposition in the world. Thank you very much, and this is all I needed to tell you. Au revoir means see you again. And this is the first and last picture.
On Sunday morning, we always like to offer an invitation for he who may have special spiritual needs that you need to bring before this family. So if you will at this time, if you need to make your wishes known for any reason, we encourage you to come and do that as we stand together.
I heard all the story, how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. And I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and
lunch.